Hello. Hello.
Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. My name is Benita. I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes, and how may I help you?
I was having a problem filing my claim.
Okay, and when did you file a claim?
I think my first one was like January 22nd.
Okay, did you do your weekly certification?
That's what I was having problems with.
Well, that's not a claim. That's your weekly certification. What is your social? Let me pull it up.
420-53-4001.
Okay, 420-53-4001.
Yeah.
Okay, and your name?
Demarcus Adams.
And your date of birth?
08-25-2001.
Okay, have you been able to do your weekly certification before?
It was a long time ago I did it before, but ever since I just did this claim this year, I haven't, my weekly certification, I haven't, I've been having problems with it.
So you've been having to call and do or redo a claim?
No, I really didn't want to know why it won't let me do my weekly certification. I tried to do it online, but it got some type of issues or something.
Okay. So it wouldn't let you do it last week either?
No.
Okay, we just have to do a new claim.
But is it gonna do the same thing as it's doing us?
How did you file your claim? Did you do it by phone or did you do it online?
I did it by phone.
And they gave you a PIN number?
Right.
I'm not sure. I'll be happy to go ahead and fill out another claim for you.
Would that affect the last one?
No.
So will I still get the claim for the other one? Cause I haven't gotten it.
That's up the Department of Labor, whether you get, your unemployment or not. That's not our decision. We just filed the claim for you.
Yeah, so I didn't want to file another one, and then the same thing happened.
But if your certifications are not going through, you're going to have to file another claim.
It doesn't show on you. You can't see where it says what the issues and all that.
No, sir.
I guess we can file another one.
Okay.
But it say like the first week is like a holding week or something, right?
It takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim.
And then once you claim, what all the requirements that I have to do? Like, I still have to apply.
Oh yes, you have to go out and do job searches every week. And it's best to keep a record of those job searches you do, because they can request that information also from you.
Yeah, that's what they were asking when I called. Well, I was trying to do it online first, but then I called and tried to do my weekly certification, and that's what they were asking about. Where I applied it and all that.
Yeah. You have to keep up with that information.
But I'm really not looking for a job right now because I'm a full-time student.
Okay. I mean, you have to be looking for full-time employment. in order to draw unemployment.
So if I just do applications, then it'll be fine.
Yeah, and if you, if you're offered work, you have to let them know that.
Okay, so maybe that's what stopping the weekly certifications or something.
I'm not sure, but you have to be available and to accept full-time employment, to draw unemployment.
Okay. But when I did file, I did give her my school schedule and everything.
Okay, but like I said, in order to draw unemployment, you have to be able and willing to accept full-time employment.
And I had to do that on paper, or it don't matter. My application.
What do you mean your application? No, you have to call people. You can apply online, or you can go into jobs and go into businesses and apply. And get the name of the person you spoke to when you applied. So if they ever ask you if you applied for full-time work, you've got backup information to cover you.
Okay. So for the missed weeks of certifications, they're not going to count.
Yeah, you would just do another application, do another claim, and put on those dates. But like I said, it has to state that you're willing and able to accept full-time work.
Okay. Well, I'm going to try it again. Because I didn't want to file another claim and the same thing happened. Because it was a long process filing.
Okay, so you don't want to file another claim?
No, I just want to do my weekly certifications.
Okay, well, you would need to do that. If you didn't, did you do one last week?
No, that's when I was having problems.
Okay, then you're going to have to file, if you didn't do it last week, you're going to have to file another claim.
Oh, I would have to.
Uh-huh.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm going to file another one then.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Okay. And if you're approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. And the prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for payments. And there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit.
Yeah, direct deposit.
Into your checking or savings.
Checking.
And your routing number.
Well, let me get it for you. The routing number is 062-4019.
Okay, 062 and 4 zeros and 19, and then your account number.
026-309-1437.
1437.
All right.
026-309-1437. All right. And your
address? 830 Wesley Drive.
Okay. And the city and state?
My grandma, Alabama.
And your zip code?
36111.
Is your resident address different from your mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And what is your phone number with area code first?
334-413-2278.
Okay. And which of the following states does Glenn Adams currently live or own property? Alabama, Alaska, Hawaii, Massachusetts?
Alabama.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 1340 Oxford Avenue, 1837 Laurel Road, 2621 Southview Place, 7806 Vaughn Road.
9.
And what month was Glenn Adams born in? January, March, May, or July?
July.
And are you filing disaster unemployment assistance?
What does that mean?
Are you filing for disaster unemployment assistance?
No.
Have you worked since the last time you filed?
No.
And what was your... Okay. You're with me. Has your phone number changed since the last time you filed?
No.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Am I currently what?
Are you currently registered for attending school or training?
Yes.
What days and hours do you attend school?
Monday through Thursday, 8 to 3:30.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Do I have an option?
Well, you have to be available to accept full-time work to draw unemployment.
You can put yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Ma'am?
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
No, not all shifts.
Okay, in order to be eligible for unemployment, you must be able and willing to accept work during the hours, days, and shifts normally worked in the trade or industry for which your past experience training qualifies you. You're not required to be available for all shifts unless persons working your trade or occupation would normally work all shifts.
Okay.
Okay. And have you applied for receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No.
And what is your job description?
From my last job?
What was your job description?
From my past job?
Yes.
Rail loader.
A rail loader?
Yeah.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Yeah.
Okay, your PIN number is 0101. You need to write that down.
Okay.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished you also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at https://alabamaworks.alabama.gov/vosnet/, and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov, and if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. We have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
So I don't file this week. I wait till next week.
You just filed the claim, so you wait till next week to do your weekly certification.
Okay.
Okay. And we do thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Compensation Call Center, and you have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.